This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex. 94 WIP Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RVs, Camping Grill, RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on the Phils. Just coming up in a few minutes. Do you feel better or the same after watching their first weekend with Duran and Harrison Bader? I feel the same. Duran's awesome. I knew that. And he locked down two saves, electric in the building, but the offense is still an issue. They intentionally walked Bryce Harper, the Tigers, in the sixth inning of an August game last night. That was a preview of October baseball. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the Phillies, though, and Moro Jomo, Eagles defensive lineman, will join us after practice today. We got some big news as soon as we signed off the air on Friday, and we kind of saw it coming because there was some chatter out there about it, but a three-page statement put out by Micah Parsons.
Did you read it?
Not the whole thing. I mean, who's got time for that? But I read enough of it to know what the gist of it was. He's requesting a trade. Here is how he ended it. He talked about never wanting to do anything like this and blah, 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 but here we are. Quote, not one demand has been made by my agent about money or years or anything else. Still, I stayed quiet. But again, after repeated shots at myself and all the narratives, I have made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Dallas Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted to Jerry Jones personally. Micah Parsons has requested a trade away from the Dallas Cowboys. Hugh, before we get into the ramifications now for the sport, the Cowboys, the Eagles, what's your reaction to Parsons formally requesting a trade?
I wonder what happened behind closed doors. There was a lot that happened with this story this weekend. Yep. You know, there's a Dez Bryant angle. There's a Nicki Minaj angle that has to do with all of this, which is kind of weird. But I'm wondering what happened behind closed doors. There's also a Jay-Z angle and, some shady dealings that they're saying that Jerry has done in the past. So I'm more curious to know. What is going on down there in Dallas, and what did Jerry do to burn this bridge?
Well, let's hear from Jerry, who spoke this weekend after the Micah Parsons trade request. Here's Jerry Jones on if he would actually consider moving his star pass rusher.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this tough and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing, and so that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
What? So,
I love the end.
Michael got a bad back.
Yeah, not taking
Mike
it seriously. Trained. Yeah. All right, let's hear from Mike on Jerry on what Micah needs to do now as camp continues without him participating.
Just to be clear, you don't feel the relationship has changed at all from the Super Bowl Big 12?
Again, I know my attitude, and my attitude is the same one I've had. I think the world of Micah, he's an outstanding player. He can really help us. But he's got to fit in with what's in the best interest of the team, and that's what the negotiation's all about.
Oh, there it is. One more here. Jerry, are you sure the relationship between you and Micah has not changed here?
Do you think this relationship is salvageable?
I think the relationship is what it is. What it is. Period.
What is it?
Well, it's our relationship. I sat with him at the Big 8 to Big 12 championship. I sat with him at the Super Bowl. I like Michael.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
All right, so he's got a 5-alarm fire on his hands. I mean, I know he says this is part of negotiation. Dak did not request a trade. Last year, CeeDee Lamb did not request a trade. This is a little bit of an up from the recent ones he's dealt with.
Did the offensive lineman a few years ago?
No, he didn't request a trade.
Okay,
This is escalated. This is escalated. All right, well, that obviously brings up the idea of what now, right? Will he trade him? He said no, but when push comes to shove, I'm sure offers are going to start coming in. His phone
probably
is
already
Stephen Jones.
Ringing right now.
I'm sure they are. Well, then the question is, what should the Eagles offer? At least that's the question in my mind. I want to hear what everyone thinks on this, and I know there's a lot of people out there who just have like the he's a cowboy thing, and they don't want him here, don't like him. And I that's fine. But we can be real about the player. He's one of the best players in the league. He's one of the best pass rushers in the league. And based on the early part of his career, he's one of the greatest young pass rushers ever. Like in terms of sacks in his first four years.
Yeah, he's a baller. He's a beast.
Yeah, very few players have done what he's done. So there's obviously a resume there. I want him here. I've wanted him here for a long time. I know he's a goofball. The Eagles have brought in other goofballs, and they put him in this culture, and they win Super Bowls with goofballs. I mean, Darius Slay was a goofball with the Lions. He was a goofball here, but
I don't think you can compare Slay to Mike.
Why?
I don't think so.
Podcasts, they talk a lot.
Hold on.
Podcasts, they talk a lot. When things don't go well, they blame everybody else, but yet you brought Slay here, and he was a loser before he got here. He lost every week. I mean, Slay lost for 6 years, and then he got here, and he became a winner.
You really felt you slept on this. You came with a strong.
They're very similar.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I hear you.
But what is dissimilar?
I think that the caliber of player that Micah is head and shoulders above what Slay was.
And I agreed.
Slay was tolerable. I think that Slay's a good player, but when you talk about his impact in that space, in that YouTube Twitter space, it's not the same as Micah's.
Micah's bigger. You and I see that. I'm just saying the Eagles have shown they'll bring in a guy that has got some me tendencies.
Yeah.
If they can help the team win.
And
Slay didn't just help them win. They got to two Super Bowls and won one with them.
I would even say CJGJ is not in the same space as a Micah Parsons.
Because he's better than those guys.
Well, yeah, and they both were loudmouths, but they were – I guess for a lack of a better way of saying it, controllable to a certain extent, because their footprint in that social media space wasn't as big as Micah's.
Sure.
Micah's more of a distraction.
I mean, and right now, clearly he is. I've seen this, though, for his entire career. When he's on the field, the Cowboys have one of the best defense in the league. When he's off the field, they stink. I mean, when he got hurt, they felt like they were terrible.
Yeah.
I want him here, and I would make an offer. Now, would they trade him to the Eagles?
Nah.
Probably not, but sometimes in sports, if you make the best offer, teams
make them an offer they can't refuse.
Exactly. Well, I would do that. So let me throw an offer at you. To me, this is a seamless.
No.
No matter what?
Okay, what you about to offer?
Well, I mean, you said no before I even said it.
Oh, okay, what you about to offer?
Nolan Smith and a first round pick.
No. No. What has Micah Parsons done in the postseason?
But that's not a fair way to
I mean, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
To me, it is. Nolan Smith.
It's not.
Isn't a stat where Nolan Smith has the most sacks in the postseason than any other Eagle?
The next 5 years, who's the better player?
I would say Nolan Smith.
Oh, come on.
Nolan Smith, the one thing.
I'd be shocked. I like Nolan. I'd be shocked if he's the better player than Micah.
This is a fact. I can pop tape in and show you where Micah Parsons has disappeared in games, especially when they run the ball at him.
Yes.
Nolan Smith has plays where he's blown up guards. He's taken on guard. He might have gotten hurt, but he plays the run.
2 years in, he's had a shoulder injury, and he has had a torn tricep.
But he played a run.
But that's fine. But guess what? In the next 5 years, and you guys know I like Nolan. In the next 5 years, he might play half the games. He might play three quarters of the games. Micah Parsons has played most of his games and played 85 to 90% of the snaps for 5 years in the league.
I will give you this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Micah Parsons has been on the field more than Nolan Smith.
Of course.
But Micah Parsons also has disappeared in big games a lot more than Nolan Smith.
All the Cowboys have. Again, this is why I brought up Darius Slay. Darius Slay didn't get to play in the playoffs. Or play, no, maybe in one playoff game. Like, I can't not want a great player because he's had a couple of down playoff games.
I'm not giving up Nolan Smith.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. All right, Nolan Smith and a one for Micah Parsons. Now, I think it's going to cost more. I think they're going to – if they actually trade him, to me, it's two first-round picks. That's what they're going to ask for.
Yeah, they're going to ask for the moon and the star.
And someone might give it to them. I don't know. I would offer Nolan Smith and a one. Kyle, famously, you've been anti-Micah Parsons over the years when these kind of things have come up. This is probably the closest we've gotten to their relationship down there breaking apart where he could be had. Would you offer Nolan and a one for Micah?
You know I've been all about trying to get a star pass rusher on this team, especially this offseason. Mm-hmm. I'm not even considering trading for Micah Parsons. He is such a loser, it's not even funny. And the Slay comp doesn't work for me. When we brought in Darius Slay, it took 2 years for the Eagles to become winners. They didn't become winners because they got Darius Slay here.
No, but they were comfortable bringing in a guy that is a little bit of a me guy, but a good player.
But I think what you're missing is the difference in the Eagles situation when they brought him in versus what it is right now. The Eagles are at the top of the mountain right now. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking to me about bringing a guy like Myles Garrett, a TJ Watt, that's different. I think all they do is add something to the defense that we don't have that could help, you know, help keep him at the top of the mountain. This has more of a risk to it. Like, we're at the top of the mountain right now. You bring this type of loser into the locker room, I think you run that risk of things going poorly. And add it, like, and you know, the one bad apple spoils the bunch, stuff like that. Like, I think the Eagles are good enough to where they don't need to take on this risk right now. With Darius Slay, they were a middling team, maybe a playoff team. They brought him in, won four games, and it wasn't until they really built the roster that they became a winning team. There wasn't that big, like, what was the worst thing that could have happened if they brought Darius Slay in? They still don't make the playoffs, so they stay, you know, like.
I just want to get narrow it down to this. Yeah. So Hugh doesn't love the personality, and we know Hugh doesn't quite believe he's as great of a player as other people.
He's a loser.
So for you, it's just the personality?
Because, it's obviously not his play.
Well, right. That's the play is off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, but I think a lot of, it's not just him. Like, it's about where the Eagles stand right now. Like, the Eagles, I think, you know, while I don't think the defense is going to be quite as good as it was last year, I think they're going to be good enough to win.
I just think we're overthinking this. He's one of the best players in the league. From the minute he walked in the league, he's been one of the best players.
He's been one of the best pass rushers.
That's a very important thing. I mean, you know that.
But again, Joe, he disappears. He disappears a lot.
The cost does matter, too, though.
Sure it does. We're basing four of his games. How many playoff games have he played in his career? Three or four? It's not like he's played a 9 or 10 or 12. That's who he is.
But he tends to disappear.
No. But think about it, though. Because if we're... Just think about some of the best players the Cowboys have. Dak Prescott, pretty good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb, great wide receiver. Micah Parsons, one of the top pass rushers in the league.
Right.
Why do they not win in the postseason? It's all of the loser energy.
Sure, but
there has to be something to that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is together, but if you remove them from the situation and put them on the best organization in the sport, to me, that morphs them. They come here. I think we're almost underrating the Eagles. The Eagles have brought in a lot of losers in the past, and they become winners when they arrive here. Again, that's why I bring up Darius Slay. He lost every Sunday for 7 years.
But if we're underrating the Eagles, then why run the risk?
Because how often you get a chance to get a player like this? It's not like, you know, they come up every year. This is a very rare instance. I would make the offer. I would offer Nolan Smith in a 1. I actually think they're going to get more for him. And it's going to end up 2-2-2-1s if they actually trade him. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. I just think we're looking for reasons not to want to bring this guy in because we don't like him.
Yes.
At least you're honest.
I don't like him. I mean, he's all right. But you're asking me as a football guy, what do I see? I see a guy that disappears a lot. And you're asking me to give up a guy who has been phenomenal in a short sampling size in the playoffs. Yeah. And on top of that, financially, what is Michael Parsons asking for? He's asking for Myles Garrett money.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure other people are thinking the same thing. Like, it's a huge jump. A year from now, if Nolan is as good as all we think, he's going to get $25 million a year.
I don't think he's going to get as much as that.
But then he's younger.
Not that much. But Mike is 25 and Nolan's 24.
But if we're talking about like a 4-year contract, that does matter. Like two years is half of that contract.
I'm just saying, if money's a big part of this, we all see where this is going, right? Mike is going to ask for $42 million. He's going to try to jump Garrett, right? He's going to want the highest contract. Nolan's not going to be cheap for much longer if he's as good as we think he is. Karlaftis just got, what, $496?
Karlaftis is a complete player, too, though.
But Karlaftis, if you look at their numbers, a year, if Nolan has the kind of year when we had him in our RV here, right, and you guys were joking about his sack goal,
if
he reaches his sack goal, my prediction is Nolan Smith's going to get 4 years, $100 million next
offseason. But then the difference between him and Micah is negligible, and you get to keep the first-round pick.
Sure, I get it. I'm just saying it's not $40 million to dirt cheap. Right now, Nolan's dirt cheap. He's not going to be that much cheaper for a while. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? This thing blew up on Friday. I would make that offer, Nolan Smith in a 1 for Micah Parsons. I don't get caught up in the Cowboy thing or the loser thing. He's here. He's one of the best players in the sport. He would dominate, and they win a lot of football games with Micah Parsons. Do you want him? Sounds like Hugh and Kyle really want no part of this guy.
I don't see it the way you see it. I just don't see him being. I do have vision, though. I do. Okay. I just don't see it the way you do.
Let's go to Sean, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Joe and you. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Sean.
What's going on?
Not bad. Quick Phillies point, real quick. If Alvarado, when he does come back and the Phillies keep winning, do you put him in the safe situation to save Duran for the playoffs, or do you just let Duran just do his thing and, you know?
So I would let Duran, do his thing. What I would do, Sean, with Alvarado is I would actually use him in all sorts of spots that maybe they don't usually use him. Like I would try to, like obviously help. The idea would be to help him them win games. But I wouldn't put him in his old role. I wouldn't worry about where he wants to pitch. I would just say like, hey, today Ranger pitched. He was out in the fifth. I need a clean sixth inning. You're going to pitch. The other thing I would do with him is, Sean, I wouldn't worry about his arm. I mean, he screwed the team. He had an 80-game suspension. He got to hang out for the last 2 months. I'm going to use you a lot to keep my guys fresh for the month of October because obviously we know he can't pitch in the playoffs. So I wouldn't worry about his feelings. And if that means he pitches 3 days in a row at one point because we got to save everybody else, so be it.
I agree 100%. I think, and as a slight pushback on the Duran a Mariano comparison when he first came here. I saw on social media when Duran came here, they're like, they're comparing to Mariano, and Mariano was an anomaly for 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Mariano's the best postseason performer I've ever seen, but like that's a lot. That's a lot to put on him.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, and this Mariano, more guys have walked on the moon than Mariano give up runs in the postseason for 20 years. I mean, let's just be honest here. I mean, Duran's good. I'm not going to take anything away from him. The guy's great, but, I mean, that's a really steep comparison before the guy even threw four pitches in his first game.
It's almost unfair, Sean. Yeah. It really is. Like, if we're saying he's Mariano Rivera, we're almost expecting, like, dominance to a level that the sport has only had one time with only him. It's a lot.
It's too high. The guy's good. I'm not taking anything away from Duran. He's great. He's probably the best closer in our generation that we're going to see going forward, but that's a little bit of a steep comparison with Mariano right off the bat.
What do you think about Parsons?
Parsons, I would trade for him. I would. And Hugh, I respect you. You're great. You were in my childhood growing up with the Eagles. I love you, but from a business standpoint, you wouldn't give up Nolan Smith to make this defense better.
Let me ask you this question. Before we get into that, and then I answer your question. How good did you think this defense was going to be last year before they actually played a game?
They were unproven, but they
no. Just answer the question. How good did you think this defense was going to be before they actually played a game with all the new pieces that they had?
I was a little nervous, but they
okay. Well, thank you for answering that question. So, how do you know what this defense is going to be this year when you didn't even know what it was going to be last year?
Because they proved themselves. We won a Super Bowl, dude.
Okay,
so
what are you talking about? So you just answered my question. So what are you talking about?
Well, I think the idea is Mike is a better player. That's
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about adding a guy that's under 30 with a defense that's the average age is under 30, and they're going to be better.
And is potentially a disruptive person in the locker room. So what are we talking about? You got it.
But if a top player in the league goes to a new team and to a different locker room, doesn't the guy's mindset change from an athlete standpoint? Like, doesn't he see, like, the culture and how everybody acts? Like, doesn't he automatically change? Regardless of the antics and not showing up in the postseason, like, doesn't that change mentally for the athlete, though? By how great he is?
Micah Parsons is who Micah Parsons is, in my opinion. In this culture, you got it. What are you about to say?
No, go ahead.
No, because you keep cutting me off, is yours.
All right, Sean, we appreciate it. Go ahead, Jim.
No, but what I'm saying is this. This defense is pretty good. Now, I hear what everybody's saying, but like I've said before, he disappears in the postseason.
You have to get there, though, and they'll probably get to the postseason. I'm not saying they won't, but the goal is to be the number one seed. And the next 3 or 4 years, they have a better chance to win 13, 14 games a year with Micah Parsons than Nolan Smith. That's where I come down. It's not, you can't just say the postseason. You got to get there in position.
Okay, well, I'll say this. When you pay Micah Parsons, if you give him $40 million, then somebody's going to have to leave because he's going to be your highest paid player. The one thing that the Eagles have going for them and what makes them so good is right now they still have team control defensively on that side of the ball. The highest paid player is a guy on the defense who was a special teams player a year before.
Agreed. But that's running out. The time's running out anyway. I mean, Nolan, again, I think Nolan could be a $20 to $25 million player next season. So I understand your point, Kyle's point. If Micah gets 42, that's $17 million to you. You're right. That means a player is going to be gone. I get it. That's a part of the equation. And if you don't want him because of that, I mean, it is similar to the T.J. Watt thing we did, right?
A little bit.
It's similar to the Myles Garrett.
It's all about money and team control. And I was just talking to a friend of mine. In order to get a guy like Micah Parsons, think of more along the lines of what Khalil Mack, they gave up for Khalil Mack to get him to the Raiders.
Well, I wouldn't give up all that, but I'd give up one.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's going to be a haul.
It's going to be a haul, yes.
Yeah, of course. And that's why I would use Nolan on the deal, because that, to me, it gives them a player back that maybe mitigate all the draft
picks. But see, and here's the thing. teams trade for a guy like Micah Parsons that are desperate to get something going. This team is not in that position. Like, we're looking at it because we're trying to bolster the defense and you know, get to the bowl. Who said we can't do all of that without that player?
We could, but he could end up in Buffalo, and we had to play him in the Super Bowl.
I mean, and okay, and?
Yeah, but he's probably going to go to a Super Bowl contender,
how
right?
Many,
probably.
You could entice me more if you said he was going to go to Washington.
Well, he loves Dan Quinn.
And
that might happen.
And what okay, what is Micah Parsons? Like, we're all afraid of Micah Parsons going to win the division. How has Micah Parsons disrupted anything that we've tried to do since he's been in the division?
Wait a second. I could use the same thing for Saquon
Barkley. No, but what I'm saying
Saquon
is
Barkley, one player in football can't do so much.
I hear what you're saying,
so
and that's
Saquon's
a that's
loser.
A great
no, Saquon's not a loser.
That's a great parallel.
But he was a all he did is lose for 5 years.
No, the Giants were a loser. Saquon.
But the
hold on.
The Cowboys are losers.
No. Well, but why? Like, Micah Parsons is part of the fabric of the Cowboys.
Sure, but do we realize, like, they've been more consistently good since he got there than the last 15 years before that? They were up and down, 9-7, once in a while 13-3. Since he got there, they've been a top five defense almost all the time.
And losers.
Losers because we have fun with their expense. But the reality is they've been more consistently good with him than they were before him.
Losers.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, like,
the loser thing is fine.
No,
guess what? Hold on. You know, there was a pass rusher once in New York that played on a team that won one game and three games. You know, he's sitting next to me. Then he came here and became a winner.
To call you a loser?
No, but I, couldn't I point it out? All this guy does is lose in New York.
But
Eagles are getting this guy?
But we do this.
This guy's on losing teams.
We do this with the Sixers and Joel Embiid. We're saying the Sixers consistently win 50 games.
Yes.
But then they're losers in the playoffs. And who do we blame for that?
I think basketball is a little different because one player makes a huge difference. In football, if Dak throws three picks in the first half or they run out of time against the 49ers, there's only so much parts to do. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your calls on this segment, us yelling about all this, was brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mats technology to find the perfect mattress. Are your calls on Parsons, the Phillies? Where do you come down? Do you feel better about the Phillies? And would you trade Nolan Smith at a one for Parsons? I would. Kyle and Hughes say no.
Yeah.
Moro Jomo set to join us after Eagles practice. We're live at Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, Hugh, you got a segment sponsor here, bud?
I do not, Kyle.
No, it's great.
But I guess we already did. Rhea's call is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mats technology to find your perfect mattress. Is that it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.